All right, Baltimore starts on defense with Baltimore. They're a thick, physical, and heavy-handed unit, highly ranked in most major categories. It starts with their front seven. They're playing combative football up front. Jernigan is playing at a high level. He's very disruptive. And they have a handful of pass rushers who need to be accounted for. They're very smart and instinctive in the secondary, and it's a veteran group there. Offense, they made a change of play caller this week, so we need to be ready for anything and everything and expect the unexpected there. They have a Super Bowl-winning quarterback in Joe Flacco, surrounded by speed and physicality in all areas. Marshall Yanda is a guy who makes it go up front for them. Steve Smith and Mike Wallace provide the physicality and the speed on the perimeter. And Pitt is a guy who is a go-to guy for them when healthy. And they use a back-by-committee approach. Special teams, they have an NFL high of 10 block kicks over the past three seasons. And they have a trio of specialists who are all Pro Bowl caliber. And Devin Hester is as dangerous as ever. We'll open it up for questions.
Ben, what do you think Cody Sensabaugh can bring to the team?
Thank you.
We've got to protect the Duke.
Go ahead.
Well played.
What do you think Cody Sensabaugh brings to the team?
Veteran corners, played a lot of football. He has a versatility inside and outside, and we're glad to have him aboard.
Ben, when they make a coaching change like that on the play caller, I mean, obviously they're not starting from scratch, but what do you have to kind of pay attention to as far as trends and stuff like that? Do you throw all that all out the window? Or?
Well, I think, he's been in the room with Joe for a little while, and you have to be smart as far as how you approach the game. You really have to trust your scheme and your training that way. I'm sure that, you know, they'll still have things they have hang their hat on schematically. Some tendencies may change, and we'll see how the game goes.
Coach, what's your expectation for Sensabaugh on Sunday?
We'll see how the week goes. He had a good start to the week today. We had him out on the field a little bit yesterday for an opportunity practice, typically reserved for some young players, but he jumped in with both feet.
What are your thoughts on where's Jason? I guess he didn't practice today. You know, will he practice tomorrow?
We'll see how he goes. We'll be smart with him. We'll take it slow.
What's going on with him?
He has a groin.
What about Kennard? Is he in the protocol?
He's in the protocol, yes.
Assume that happened on Sunday?
He's symptomatic after the game, yes.
How about Eli Apple and DRC?
They're both sore. DRC was limited today. Eli did not practice.
When you look at the ground attack, is it more you're down two guys you thought would have been your two main running backs? Is that, do you think, the reason you guys haven't run as well as you would have liked, or is it just guys, it's just execution, guys not doing their job?
I think it's a factor of a lot of things. The type of games we've been in the last two games. We had a chance to have a couple runs come out in Minnesota. We got to some nice runs in Green Bay. They're a tough team to run against. They defend the run well. They're top in the league, and we're going to have another big challenge this week. They do a nice job against the run. They're ranked high in a lot of categories, and they're a physical, thick unit. So we have our work cut out for us.
Is there any thoughts of getting Perkins more reps in games?
We're looking and evaluating everything.
Does Jennings have a better shot at playing this
week? Better than last week, yep. Another week healthier.
Is he limited again today? Or
he's limited.
I'm sorry, the plane was already said better than last week?
He has a better chance playing this week than last week.
Thank you.
Ben, do you need to see more out of your linebacker play, or was the Packers' offensive front and run game just tough to stop?
I think, when you take a look at the run defense, it's really all three levels factor. You can't point to, just one group or one position. It's a combination of things. And when you let the big backs get rolling downhill on you, it's tough to win the line of scrimmage.
Well, it has to change with your running game if you're the same guys. I mean, if you don't get Jennings back, is there anything that has to change in terms of production?
No, I mean, it comes down to blocking. We need to block. We need to stay engaged. We need to finish better. The backs need to see it clean and put their shoulders down and knock a hole through it.
Coach, do you characterize Sunday's game as a must-win, or is it too early to make declarations like that?
A must-win? Every week it's a must-win, right? I mean, that's what you're working for every week. You go out on the field, you put in your preparation, you practice, you coach, you're trying to win every game.
When Eli has a bad game like he did on Sunday, do you kind of step back and let him fix it, or how hands-on are you with getting him back on the right track?
Oh, you flushed last week, and you move on to the next week. You put your time and your energy and your focus into the preparation, and you don't listen to the noise out there.
Do you change your approach with him at all? Or?
No, we're very consistent with the way we prepare.
With the pass rush, I mean, you guys are obviously last in the league in sacks. I mean, what do you think is going on there?
We played some good teams. We played some good offensive lines. Played some good quarterbacks. And there are times when you pin your ears back and you go, and there are other times when you make a muddy A gap and try to push the pocket in there to not let the quarterback out. It all depends on the opponent.
Just given the talent, I mean, you guys have obviously some talented guys that can attack the quarterback. I mean, are you surprised by how that's gone so far?
Again, you look at it as a whole, and you evaluate it each and every week, and this week's a new week.
What went into the decision to switch OB and JPP, the sides they were coming from?
Game plan.
Ben, if you look at some of the numbers, I think the first and third quarters you've struggled. I mean, how do you start faster in those situations?
In which aspect? Offense
score.
Or score? Yeah, we need to score more points, period. I mean, we had four first downs inside the 30-yard line. Two of them were inside the 15, and we need to score touchdowns in the green zone. Whether they're in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, we'll take them. We need points. We need to score touchdowns. You know, whatever we're averaging right now is not nearly good enough.
Ben, I know after the game, I think you were asked this, but when Starks caught that ball at the 2:30 mark in the Green Bay game, and you called the final timeout and didn't challenge, I know you said you didn't think it was an incompletion, but wasn't there nothing to lose at that point by challenging?
Yeah, lose the challenge.
Right.
I like to win them.
Right.
I want to win everything we do. A competitor. I saw him catch the ball, make a football move, and I thought we had a chance to come up with a fumble.
Ben, do you anticipate any personal changes on the offensive line, or do you like the five?
All seven guys are working right now, and we compete for jobs each and every week.
Eric Flowers says he expects to play the whole game. Is that the case? Will he be the starter?
You want me to tip my hand?
Well, no, I mean, is there a disciplinary reason why he might not be, or performance decision why he might not
be? He started to practice at left tackle today.
Ben, if Jason is limited at all, you haven't really had a lot to see from his backups. They haven't played a lot. What do you like about those three young guys at defensive end?
You know, they come to work every day. Fundamentally, they're improving tremendously. They get a lot of reps at practice, and they're improving.
Ben, are you considering not calling the plays? I mean, you said everything's on the table the other day. Is that a change that you might consider?
Again, each and every week we evaluate everything, and I'm not going to talk about play calling duty.
Is Darian Thompson any closer? Or?
Yeah. Yes, he's closer. He's making progress. Not ready again this week.
How about Nat?
Nat's still in the protocol.
Did Al practice today? Do you think will he be okay for Sunday?
He's still in the protocol. Today was a non-contact practice for him.
And just going back to what you were saying about the offense starting faster and everything like that, have you given any thought about maybe not deferring, putting the offense out there and just letting them get into a rhythm instead of, taking the chance that maybe the defense gets off the field right away and maybe they don't?
We evaluate it on a game-by-game basis. If we put our defense out there first, we expect them to get a stop.
So Kennard and Donnell are in the physical non-contact portion of the protocol.
Donnell is.
Nat is not.
Nat is not, nor is Kennard. Okay. Tomorrow, Kennard will be out.
He was out here today, though, on the side, correct?
Yes.